Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Joining us today on Let's Talk About It, he is not in school right now, but it is School Resource Officer Andrew Staska with the Jamestown Police Department. And Officer Staska, welcome to our show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. First day in the books, and, we really want to take this time, you see it, being the School Resource Officer, but we want to take some time to talk to our listeners about some school safety and things that our parents can do and our kids can do to make sure that, you know, getting into this school habit is a little bit safer for them this year. And so that's why we have you back. We're talking back to school safety. And I don't know where we start. There's a lot of different things here, Officer Staska, but maybe we just talk about school zones. People who, over the summer, maybe used to driving through those zones. And now with school going in, those kind of change a little bit.
Right. Those speed limits change in the mornings and after school. So definitely want people to slow down around the schools, period, in general.
Yeah.
Just for the safety of everybody. But in the mornings, about 8 o'clock, those school zones will usually have the flashing lights up above the roadway. And then it'll be 20 miles an hour. So it does drop down quite a bit. I know people are, you know, in a hurry to get kids to school or in a hurry to get to work. But we just want to remind people, make sure that we're slowing down around the schools, period.
Good rule of thumb, I think, is when you see blinking lights, you should already be slowing down or be kind of like looking around. What am I slowing down for? What am I doing?
For sure.
So before school and after school, those zones will go into effect, right?
Correct. 20 miles an hour. So.
All right.
Slow it down a little bit.
Yeah, slow it down 20 miles per hour when you see that. And, you know, we're kind of in this flux now where kids could be biking and walking to school right now. That's something we want them to keep in mind as well. They're going to see a lot of crosswalks being used this
fall. Sure. Yeah, we have pretty good weather right now. I know everyone's dreading the weather changes.
I was like, don't say it. Don't say it.
Well, I think we have a little while before that happens. But, yeah, we definitely have kids biking to school, walking to school, maybe skateboards or whatever it is. Some different ways of getting to school. So we definitely encourage them to be using those crosswalks. So if you have a kid, maybe it's something that it's a good idea to sit down and visit with them about using those crosswalks. And then as adults or drivers, making sure that we're looking out for those crosswalks when we are driving down the road, especially, again, especially around those school zones.
Right, because as a driver, it's our responsibility when we see those crosswalks and it's occupied, it's up to us to stop and allow them safe passage of them.
Right, pedestrian has a right of way there. So we definitely want to stop for the people in the crosswalks and make sure that you're stopping before the crosswalk, not in the middle of it, not after it, making sure that we're paying attention. We should be slowing down. Obviously, it's a school zone. And then making sure that we're paying attention to the people in the crosswalks and letting them get across.
It's that path. If you block that path, then you're creating a hazard for both of you guys. So,
correct.
And then, like you said, that goes for the kids as well. If you see crosswalks, use them. That's the safest way to get across the street.
Absolutely. There's times where I think we've all seen it where we see someone just running across the street. Oh. Maybe they're walking through cars that are parked along the street and then they run out into the middle. And trust me, I teach this in school. I try to talk to them and tell them to use the crosswalks, but you still see it sometimes where people run out. So definitely making sure that we're using the crosswalks.
And clarify something for me too here real quick, Officer Staska. When it comes to like bicycles, usually it's recommended that they walk their bike across the crosswalk as well, right?
True, true. That is recommended to to get off and walk it across.
Okay, thank you. I was always told that, but I thought it was a silly rule that my parents had. But I do it anyway still because my parents are ingrained into my mind. Officer Staska again joining us right now and Let's Talk About It. Back to school safety. And just keep in mind, this doesn't just go for Jamestown. I'm sure this goes for any school, anywhere, crosswalks, school zones. Keep this in mind. We'd like you to keep these in mind. And now we can talk school buses too, because there's a whole lot of rules that come with that too, Officer Staska.
Right. I know last year was, I remember seeing a bunch of things last year on school buses and school bus safety. And the big thing, I always question why anyone would even want to drive around a school bus. You know, if they have their arm out, the stop sign out, lights are flashing, that means that they're picking up or dropping off kids. Right. You never drive around a bus. that'll get you a ticket.
Yeah, right. Very quickly. It's the rule of thumb. If flashing lights, I mean, heed the warnings.
Correct. we don't want anyone getting hit. We don't want anyone getting hurt. Passing a school bus in general is just not a good idea. So we want to be making sure that we're stopping and waiting. And I know sometimes it takes a while and we're in a rush and we want to get going, but we're looking out for everybody here. We want everybody to be safe and don't want anyone to get hurt.
Yeah. That's the key. You want your kids to get there safely, but you want to make sure that you're not the one that is causing harm to these kids as they're safely getting on and off these school buses. And that's not what we want this year or at all.
Ever. Right. So, of course, with the arms out again, arms out, lights on.
Stop.
Don't pass.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop. Wait.
Yep. That goes behind and forward too, because I'm sure that happens as well.
Absolutely. Whether you're behind it or in front of it, you need to stop. And then just question it whether, you know, if there's a bus that stopped in the road, maybe they forgot to turn on their lights, or maybe they forgot to put the arm out, or it's not working, whatever it is. Yeah. Still question going around a school bus. Sure. I personally wouldn't do it, because you just never know if someone's getting on or off.
Well, everybody's getting back into that school mode. Like, we got to remember, slow down when we're in school zones. We got to remember that, you know, school bus drivers, they got to get back into the swing of like, all right, flip on the stop and put out the arm. So we all just have to be more mindful of that with school year coming up. And Officer Staska, one more thing we kind of wanted to hit on as far as safety goes, unless we can think of anything else, but we're covering it pretty good, I think. When it comes to picking up kids, we want to alleviate congestion, but make that as safe as possible too in front of our schools.
Right. And, you know, drop off in the morning, everybody kind of comes at different times. And so it's not quite as crowded.
Yeah.
So cars can get in and get out. Definitely still paying attention, but it's not quite as congested. After school, everybody's getting out at the same time. So all these kids are getting out, and I've seen it around the schools. They are full of cars and parents and people picking up children after school. But we want to make sure that we're not, first of all, parking in the yellow. Anytime you see that, whether it's school or outside of school, parking in the yellow on the curb, that's not allowed.
Right.
So that means no parking. The second thing is we don't want to double park. A lot of times I see cars parked along the curb, and then a car comes up and parks right next to that one.
Yeah. That's hazardous for everybody.
Yeah, you're parking in the driving lane, so cars can't pass. And then if they do try to pass, then they're going out into the oncoming lane.
Kids crossing the street, possibly.
They shouldn't be. Like we mentioned, they should be using those crosswalks. But I've seen it where kids will walk in front of the first car, and then if you're double parked, then they got to walk in front of you, and cars behind you can't see them.
Right.
And so it becomes hazardous for pedestrians as well. So double parking is just, it causes way too many problems.
For sure.
So make sure that we're not double parking or parking in the yellow. It just causes too many issues, and it's not safe for anybody.
Definitely. School Resource Officer Andrew Staska with the Jamestown Police Department joining us on Let's Talk About It. So when it comes to that too, Officer Staska, I'm sure parents asking, well, how the heck am I supposed to pick up my kid? There's some ways around that. There's the safest way to do it, that loading only if your kid's there on the curb with the yellow. They're more than welcome to stop, pick them up, then go, not park there, but then designating a pickup spot as well.
Right, and I think what you're mentioning is that up at the middle school where it's a loading zone, and so that means that you can pull up to the curb. If someone's standing there, you can pull up to the curb, pick them up, and then drive away right away. Mm-hmm. Just means no parking.
Right.
Another way that we've found can alleviate some of the congestion is designating a pickup zone. Or designating a place for you to pick up your child. I've talked to several parents, and I see it all the time, where they kind of have their spots where they go to every day after school.
Yeah,
their child knows where they're going to be. And even if they can't get in the exact same spot, they're usually right there, pretty close.
Right.
So their child knows where to go, and they just walk a little bit.
Right.
You know, walk a block or half a block or whatever it is, right. Walk around the school and they're there. So as convenient as it is to pull up to the school and pick them up, it may not be the best for traffic or safety either.
Sure.
So we might need to find a place, whether it's half a block or a block away from school, park. Your kid will know that you're there. A lot of times kids have cell phones now. I've seen kids in probably third grade with cell phones. It's kind of crazy. But
that's a whole nother conversation for sure.
Yeah, it is. But just about everybody now has cell phones. And for so sure. Even yeah. if, you know, you got to send a text or a message to your child and say, hey, this is where I'm parked.
Yep. I'm in front of the White House this time.
Right.
Or I'm parked up this block.
Parked by the church.
Yep.
Parked by the bank.
Yeah.
Wherever it is. Talk to your children. Communicate where you're going to be. And, yeah. and you don't necessarily have to be right up next to the door, even sure. though it's convenient.
It's safer.
It's safer, okay. yes.
That's what it's all about. Back to school safety. We're hoping that everybody's having a good time getting back to school, getting back into the swing of things. Officer Sask, anything else you want to throw out there? Like, good luck to the kids, or if they see you, hide and don't, like, you're going to bring down the hammer. Like, anything else you want to throw out there?
No, I think most of the kids know that I'm pretty decent. So, yeah. Welcome back to school. I hope that everybody has a safe year and a successful year.
For sure.
Look forward to seeing everybody again and getting back in the swing of things, and good luck.
It's another year. Another year.
Another year.
You got yep. your, do you have your lunchbox again? What was it?
Paw Patrol.
Paw Patrol. Do you have that packed in ready to go too?
I still have that. Yeah. Yep. Got it nice and ready for this year.
Oh my gosh. Awesome. Well, Officer Staska, thanks for taking time and joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you.